bringing Christ to the world through the media.
Listener supported.
Here for you every day.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Well, good afternoon. It is good to be here with you today. I've got a lot of hope, huh? Late last night, as I was working on some things, I get a text and find out about this huge news, which I am sure you have heard a lot about already. And that is the Supreme Court, which is known for its privacy and for the fact that, unlike so many other bodies in Washington, D.C., they don't leak, right? I'm sure you've heard by now, somebody at the Supreme Court, they're not sure who it is, the FBI's on this case, so we'll find out. Somebody leaked the first draft of the majority opinion at the Supreme Court on the Dobbs case. And this is the biggest case of our day. You know, many people have been holding their breath to see how the court's going to rule on this. And if you're not familiar with the Dobbs case, that's the case, as you know, many people are speculating it's one that would overturn Roe v. Wade and Doe v. Bolton. And those are the 1973 decisions that allowed abortion on demand in our country. So Chief Justice John Roberts, he's confirmed that the document which Politico published last night, somebody leaked it to that source, he says it's authentic. It's the real deal. It was the first draft, if I understand correctly. He's asked the marshal of the court to start an investigation to see who leaked the document. So there have been different reactions from pro-life leaders. All of them have expressed grave concerns over the leak and the damage that it's now doing to the due process of law. There's already public pressure being put on the Supremes to not go through with this initial option. And we'll talk about that coming up. Professor Rick Garnett's going to be with me in just a minute. Will this solidify those positions? Right now it's 5-3. We'll see whether or not it'll be 5-4 or 6-3 when it all shakes out, or whether opinions will change. This has not been published yet. It could go in any way. A lot of people think, hey, Roe's going to be overturned. That may not be the case. We'll have to see. I don't think the pressure being put on the Supreme Court's, if it's going to do anything, it's going to embolden them, not intimidate them. Right. You probably saw it last night. I couldn't get enough of it. The protests were taking place in front of the court. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling for a vote to codify Roe. You know, I said to my wife last night, just one final note on this, and then let's talk about it. You know, I often quote St. Faustina when she says, the greater the work, you know, the more beautiful the work, the greater the storm that rages against it, right? This abortion in our country is demonic. At the very heart of this is to synthesize everything. Take the politics out. Take whether or not the midterm elections, this was part of that, or whether they wanted to intimidate the Supremes. I'm getting rid of all of the temporal conversation around this. At the very heart of this is something very dark and very spiritual. The very heart of it. And I'll tell you what. The evil one is not happy the way this is shaking out. I knew there would be something. You wouldn't come to some late June decision and then, hey, it's all over. I knew something was brewing, and here it is. It percolated to the surface, and now we're going to see a lot of talk, a lot of conversation, maybe even some action in the not-too-distant future. But you got wackos, and forgive me for being uncharitable. I shouldn't say that, but Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, what is the matter with these people? I saw a piece of video of Joe Biden, even during the presidential elections, saying the same thing. We'll codify Roe. If the Supreme Court overturns, we'll codify it. I mean, they're adamant. They're adamant about codifying Roe with the blood of innocent. They don't care about the morality here. You know, Schumer, he tried earlier this year to do this, but he failed, and analysts say it's going to fail again. No kidding, right? The country's pretty split, though, when it comes to the life issue. If you look at the nation, half want abortion and half don't. But Washington Post claims a poll they ran simply show that a majority of Americans don't want Roe overturned, and that's always a shocker to me. Majority don't want it overturned by nearly 2-1 margin, but who knows? Joining me now for perspective analysis and his brilliant insight is Rick Garnett. He is the professor, he's the Paul J. Shirill Fort Howard Corporation Professor of Law at the University of Notre Dame School of Law, and a great contributor here. You can follow him on Twitter at Rick, G-A-R-N-E-T-T. Hey, Professor, welcome back.
Hey, great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Is this a shocker to you? What you make of what you heard that news yesterday?
Well, it's kind of whipsawed. I mean, on the one hand, I think like most people watching this case, I expected that that a majority of the justices were going to uphold the Mississippi law, and I actually suspected and predicted that a majority would overturn Roe and Casey. So the content of the opinion that was leaked wasn't a surprise. And despite what some politicians are saying on social media, it really isn't a surprise to anybody who was watching the case. But I got to say, I am surprised by the leak. I mean, I clerked, going on 25 years ago, and we always had a real come-to-Jesus talk by the Chief Justice. Would tell all the clerks about our obligations to the court and our obligations of confidentiality, and we were all young lawyers who were coming into a profession where confidentiality is very important. Mm-hmm. And there have been some famous cases of, you know, clerks talking to the media and so on out of school, but this the magnitude of this leak, I mean, to actually share with the press a draft working opinion is it's jaw-dropping. And I don't know who did it, and I don't know what the motives of the person were, but it's a bad thing. And you know, nobody should welcome this leak. I mean, even if you're a diehard abortion rights supporter,
right,
you should not welcome this. This is an effort to really undermine the court.
I agree.
It's a betrayal of public trust. So I was surprised by that.
Yeah. So give me your perspective on why, you know, and again, you and I both speculate, I know commentators have been doing this as well. We do have midterm elections coming up. It was going to be a bloodletting. It'd be a, you know, blood bath right now for the Democrat Party. Maybe that has something to do with it. Well, I don't know. Maybe somebody on the inside knew the way it was going to go, and they thought they'd release this and it would put pressure on the Supremes, maybe to change their mind, or maybe there'd be outrage. What are your thoughts on what the motive for this was? Was it to have states move forward, or maybe have Congress want to codify this into law? I mean, what's the mindset, do you think, on the person behind this? Why they'd break the tradition that was so long held? And as you point out, unless this is not a victory for either side when the Supreme Court, when information like this is leaked, what do you think was the motive behind this?
I mean, any thought I have would be speculation, but I feel pretty confident that there's zero chance that the leak of this opinion is going to cause any justice to change his or her mind about what they think the correct legal answer is. So that makes me think, and these clerks, and again, we don't even know if it's a clerk, but they're very smart people. So I can't believe that any of them would think this would change anybody's mind. And so that does make me worry that it was an effort, not so much to change the outcome of the case or to change a justice's vote, but really just to contribute to a partisan narrative and to perhaps, you know, get some stories off the headlines and some other stories into the headlines. Because again, there's no chance that there's any justice who has a view on this matter, one of the, you know, more important cases of our day, that's going to think, oh, well, man, now that Politico has reported on it, I guess I better change. That's not going to happen.
Right, no, I agree. No, I could not agree with you more. The person's just, you know, if they'll lose their law degree, they're going to, I mean, it's going to be, they laid a lot on the line for this, and they will get caught. There's no doubt about it. I'm sure they'll come through. Although some think they're going to make money off of it. They'll write books and tell their story and do the speaking circuit and things along those lines. We'll see how it shakes out. The president, let's talk about Joe Biden for just a moment. The president has called on voters to vote in more pro-abortion senators, more, you know, pro-abortion representatives in November. How do you think this is going to play out in the midterms? I mean, as I said, right now everyone knows policy. It's killing the Democrats on so many different levels, and the American people want to change. Will this motivate the left as much as it will motivate the right? Do people care about this? How will this impact, you think, people getting out and voting in either a pro-death or pro-life senator or representative?
Yeah, I think the president's rhetorical strategy and that of a number of politicians is risky, because the reality is that very few Americans know how extreme Roe versus Wade is. So when you see polls saying that Americans don't want to overturn Roe, that usually means that, you know, it is true that a majority of Americans want abortion to be legal in some But if you do more sophisticated polls and you get a sense of what Americans actually think about what should be permitted and not permitted, it turns out that the vast majority of Americans do not support the near absolute abortion regime that Roe and Casey impose. And so if the strategy is to kind of take this to the voters, and all of a sudden you have to start talking about what policies and procedures you actually support. If I'm a Democratic candidate in, you know, Western Pennsylvania, I don't think I want to be running on abortion on demand until viability, or even until birth, for that matter. And then on your point about motivation, I mean, I think the evidence that we have, and I'm not a political scientist, is that relatively few Americans are actually motivated to vote by the abortion question. And those who are motivated by that question tend to be pro-life.
Yeah, but I'm curious about that, and I've got to take a quick break coming up here. A lot of people were motivated to vote when they knew that the Supreme Court balance, that the president had the ability to nominate a Supreme Court justice. I remember with the Trump's election in 2016, a lot of people knew that there would be some appointments. No one expected as many as came his way. So I kind of feel that people were motivated by that issue indirectly, but I think you're right when it comes to just voting for, you know, representatives that are going to be pro-life or not. I don't know what role that plays in. It's at the top of my ticket, Professor, though. When I look at candidates.
I hear you. But for a lot of people, I think it's, you know, gas prices.
Yeah, no, economy. You're right about that. Hey, stay with me for a minute. I have to just take a short pause. When we come back, we'll talk more. If you want to join us, you know we have an abbreviated schedule today. You're more than welcome to dial in 888-914-9149. My guest today, Professor Rick Garnett. And we'll take a few of your calls. We'll talk a little bit more. Plus, we'll talk about whether or not Roe will be codified. Will this, you know, light the will this be the spark that ultimately lights the flame that makes that the law of the land? We'll talk more about that when I come back. Stay with me.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio. You'll get some real Catholic answers right here.
Hi, this is Father Rocky. Thank you for listening to Relevant Radio and supporting us in our Give Hope Pledge Drive. You know, St. John Paul II is remembered for many things, but I especially remember him as the Pope of the Rosary. If you ever got a chance to meet him, he would give you a rosary, and he gave us the luminous mysteries of the rosary in the year 2003. That's why our thank you gift at the $50 a month level, this pledge drive, is a Pope St. John Paul II diptych that shows him walking while praying the rosary. That's on the left side, and on the right side is his famous quote about the rosary. It reads, "To recite the rosary is nothing other than to contemplate with Mary the face of Christ." You can place it on your mantle or bedside table at home. And it's yours when you give $50 a month or more to Relevant Radio. Give now while we have a dollar-for-dollar match at RelevantRadio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or you can call 877-291-0123.
If Father Rocky says we have a dollar-for-dollar match, then we have a dollar-for-dollar match, so get to it. Relevant Radio Give Hope Pledge Drive right now, given any amount at RelevantRadio.com, on the app, or at 877-291-0123. A big $3 million need to wipe out by the end of the week, and we can get there with little donations, medium-sized donations, and the big ones, too. We want to thank Anonymous in Orland Park, Illinois. $8,500. Thank you so much, Anonymous. We're getting that's a big help. Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Maggie. We've seen some donations like that coming in. Also, you know, in the smaller and medium size, we need them of all sizes if we're going to hit that need by the end of the week. Lupe in Torrance, California, $100 gift becoming $200. Marion in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin, a $25 gift becoming $50. Patricia, National City, California, a $10 gift becoming $20. Whatever you can do will help Relevant Radio pay the bills for the next 3 months. We need your help, so get a hold of us at relevantradio.com on the app or at 877-291-0123. Take it easy there, Drew.
Sorry about that, Neil.
That's okay. Great conversation. Great conversation with the professor, talking about that leak of the draft opinion by Justice Alito, and the other side is gathering forces. They're raising money hand over fist. Oh, yeah. And Drew, we need to stay strong and keep praying that the justices will stay strong as well, and come out with that good news next month.
Neil, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, hey, we have a need. Everybody knows that we have 4 pledge drives a year. It's how we stay on the air. We're listeners supported, and we're grateful for them. But, you know, this is really what it's all about. I mean, Relevant Radio, such a unique platform. It gives you brilliant minds like Professor Garnett and so many others, Professor Robert George. You take a look at the minds, the Father Spitzer, people that we bring to the table here for discussion. Relevant Radio gives you a clear look, an unbiased, objective look at these issues. And I think the country needs it. I mean, Father Rocky, as you know, is going to be joining me a little bit later. We've started a Memorare campaign that has resulted in almost 500 million Memorares. If you are going to support for any reason, I just want to encourage you to support for the cause of life and do it today. Make a financial sacrifice and offer it to the Lord. Say, Lord, I'm doing it so that life will be upheld. I'm doing it in reparation for the sin this country has committed against you. And then pray, all right? And I am confident that good will conquer evil. 877-291-0123. Make the call now or make that pledge online.
The Drew Mariani Show is on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, I was saying to my producer this morning, I don't know what to do anymore. You know, I love Apple products. You look at what they support. You may love Disney. You look at what they support. I just saw a story this morning that retail giant, and I bet you've used them probably a number of times in the past few months, especially during COVID, Amazon announced that they're going to offer $4,000 per year to their employees who wish to travel to different states for medical procedures, including abortions. They're going to fund those abortions. Because what's going to happen when Roe falls, it goes to the state level, as you know, abortion's not over. Take a look at what Governor Hochul in New York has done. Take a look at California. Take a look at a lot of these very blue states where abortion is something that they worship at the altar of. It'll be upheld there. That's where, the battle moves now to move state to state. But you got companies like Amazon. It's like, gosh, I'd like not to use them at all, right? I mean, it's hard to get away from big tech and big business and all these other people who help feed the monster of the culture of death in our country. If you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Professor Rick Garnett, longtime friend of the show here, and I'm grateful for him. We'll try to take a few of your calls. Professor, I want to pick up on a point before we go to the calls. Chuck Schumer, he was calling for another vote to codify Roe. His first one failed, as you probably remember. And the senators, he needs to change their votes. I don't think they're going to change, especially on the question of dropping the filibuster. What do you see looming on the legislative branch of our government? Do they want to pack the court so that they can, make sure that things like, Roe stay? Would they be able to codify Roe across the country? I mean, how do you see this playing out now in the legislative branch of our government?
Yeah, so as we were talking about earlier, most people don't realize how extreme Roe actually was. So I think the votes actually aren't there to, quote unquote, codify Roe and impose it nationwide. But what's going to happen, as sure as the sun rises, is that there will be lots of kind of out of sight, under the table sort of moves in the administrative law context, in terms of conditions on funding, in terms of conditions on licensing and grants. There are all kinds of subtle ways, short of lawmaking, that an administration can promote abortion rights, or for that matter, punish actors and institutions and states that don't protect abortion rights without actually passing laws. There's going to be a lot of that happening at the federal level. Another thing for your listeners to be aware of, I mean, we forget sometimes, the U.S. Constitution is one thing, but every single state has a constitution and a Supreme Court as well. And what you're going to see is a lot of litigation in the state courts to try to convince state Supreme Courts to do their own mini Roe versus Wade. We saw this in Kansas, for example, which people think of as being a more conservative state, but their state court constitutionalized an abortion right that's every bit as permissive as the Roe one. And so we're going to see a lot of that. So
unbelievable.
We shouldn't expect that these things are going to be very, are always going to be visible. It's going to be happening in state Supreme Courts and you know, some of the flyover states that maybe people don't focus on as much, there's going to be efforts to constitutionalize abortion rights there.
Well, they need to pray all the more. Let's grab a call or two before we run out of time here. Nick is listening in Rio Rancho, New Mexico. Nick, good afternoon. You're on the air with Professor Garnett.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. And so I'm feeling a little spicy about this, so if I just go off on a tangent, feel free to rein me in. But first, I think that you're absolutely right that this seems to be diabolical, because there's kind of like this frenzy mentality where you see the diabolical, often it's stirring up a frenzy, you know, because people aren't thinking clearly. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to someone earlier. I was talking about Chief Justice Roberts, and they mentioned that he's kind of bowed down to political pressure in the past. Now, I'm not too familiar with it, but is it possible that there might be some truth to that? Is there any chance that any of the justices really could try and reverse the outcome or change their mind?
Great question, Nick.
Yeah, well, so in my view, the answer is no, that the justices are not going to be moved by this leak. And I also think that even though a lot of the reporting so far suggests that the current Chief Justice wasn't with the five justices on the Justice Alito opinion, there's every reason to believe that he still will support Mississippi's law. There's some question about whether he was going to join the Justice Alito opinion. We just don't know yet. I'm more skeptical than some people are of the claims that Chief Justice Roberts has been moved by lobbying or by politics. Like, I do think he sort of genuinely has a sense, whether we agree with him or not, that as Chief Justice, he has to think about the court's institutional role and perceptions and so on. But I don't believe, I could be wrong, of course, that there's any chance of justices being moved by pressure as a result of this leak. If anything, it's going to, unite the justices left and right, because they perceive, I think, correctly, that this is an effort, and I think it'll be an unsuccessful effort, to interfere with their work.
Hey, Nick, thank you very much. Professor, let's sneak another call in before I've got to take a break. Francis is listening in California. Hi, Francis.
Yeah, hey, Drew. Again, praise the Lord. Those memorized are really working. What I was going to say is I think this leak was meant to put pressure on the court, put pressure on the judges to turn. We saw what happened in the summer of 2020 with all the violence. I think that's going to be coming down the pike. And I think you see now the dichotomy between liberalism and Marxism and free states, the red states, because these states that are promoting abortion are dying. Okay, financially, they're dying. You look at their cities, their ghost towns, the drug abuse, the filth. You see the difference between what your previous caller said, chaos and the rule of law.
Francis, it's a good point. I got to hold you there because I only have about 30 seconds left, but you're right. You see what death brings, and you see what life brings, and you see that manifest in a lot of those policies and those different states. Professor, I've got only a second or two left for you, but I want to give you the final 30.
Yeah, well, I think the point about people moving from state to state based on quality of life, that's going to affect how the politics of this plays out.
Hey, Professor, thank you for being here. Always good to talk with you. Please follow him on Twitter. You'll be glad you did. His Twitter handle, at Rick Garnett, G-A-R-N-E-T-T. Father Rocky will join me. We'll give you a little secret when I return. Something that I think is swaying the balance. Don't go away.
All right, Father Rocky just ahead with Drew Mariani here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Neil Robbins asking you to please give hope during our pledge drive at relevantradio.com, on the app, or at 877-291-0123. Great hour to give, because we do have those matching funds this hour. Whatever you can give, every single donation will be doubled this hour. Philip in Stratford, Wisconsin, thank you so much for your $50 gift becoming $100. Diane in Dover, Delaware, a $25 gift becoming $50. Michael, Waukesha, Wisconsin, he says, I have $16, and we thank you for that, Michael. That becomes $32, and you can give whatever you can right now. Pray about it, and then get online at relevantradio.com, the app, or call 877-291-0123. We need to keep praying. I mean, with this leak of the draft opinion by Justice Alito, We need to keep praying. We're going to get together the entire country for the chaplet at the top of the hour. And Father Rocky would like you to join him as well for the Family Rosary Across America. He started a novena for an end to abortion, I think about a year ago. And a 405-day novena to end abortion has been underway for a long time now. And it's a great time. Maybe you haven't joined him for the Family Rosary Across America. It's a great time to join everybody for that novena. So please do tune in tonight at 7 o'clock Central, online, on the app, YouTube, Father Rocky's Facebook channel. We need to fight back, fight this culture of death. We are fighting for the culture of life. This is a big voice for life. 200 radio stations from Maui to Maine, plus our app has been downloaded in every country on planet Earth. Please support this big beacon of life right now. Beacon of Light, 877-291-0123, or Drew online at relevantradio.com or on the app.
Yeah, Neil, I heard you mention how many households and people we reach in the last hour. You and Mary Graham were there asking for 40 more phone calls. I'll give you another number. How about 63 million? That's how many innocent children have lost their lives through abortion. I'd love to see just 63 people right now. I'd like to see 63 million people stand up, make a donation in honor of each one of those lives, and do it so Relevant Radio can be here to defend those who have no voice. They truly are voiceless. We are serving the church. We are here to serve you. Above all, we are here to bring the truth, which is Jesus Christ himself, to you on a daily basis. Help support that. You can do it right now, 877-291-0123. Donations are tax deductible, and they'll be matched dollar for dollar. Please stand up now.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Yeah, I got a lot of hope, as I said. I hope you do too. You know, prayer changes things. Good always conquers evil. I am convinced of it. I don't care how dark it is, you know, how evil looks to be towering and powerful. Good always conquers evil. And we're going to win this battle for life. You know, Father Rocky, who has had this desire to start a 405-day rosary novena, has been well into it. And when news broke, I did not expect to hear any of, you know, the fact that the Supreme Court had a leak. I did not expect that. I thought the end of June we would get some sort of decision, then dialogue would erupt, and we'd cover this story there. But it's not just the rosary. First of all, the rosary is such an incredibly powerful weapon. I mean, Satan hates it. It's the weapon that Our Lady gave in Fatima. You know, she gave across the centuries that have been prayed, and we've seen its impact from everywhere from Lepanto to the fall of the Iron Curtain. There's another secret, another powerful weapon, something that Relevant Radio has been doing, and I hope you've been doing it too. Every time I'm in my car, or if it comes on in my headsets or the radio studio, wherever I may be listening on the radio, I pray the Memorare. I give that little bit of time, and I pray this prayer. We are approaching almost 500 million of these. We'll be closing in on that soon. And like I said, prayer, it moves the heart of God. Mother Teresa used to call the Memorare her rapid-fire weapon. That's what she called it. And she would pray this whenever she needed anything. She discovered once she needed to relocate to a building. It was going to cost about $85,000. They had no money, so the sisters took to their knees. 85,000 memoraries later, they got a check for $85,000. But it didn't originate with Mother Teresa. It goes all the way back to the 12th century with St. Bernard Clairvaux. And speaking of that, this is new to you, it's a very simple, beautiful prayer. We're going to pray it. Father Rocky will be with me, and we'll get him on to lead us in that prayer. Father Rocky actually did something very special for us. Before we get to him, I'll just get you plugged into it. If you donate today, all right, and I hope you'll do this right now, if you make a pledge in any dollar amount, and you do it online, go to relevantradio.com or use your mobile app, we're going to send you an MP3 on the power of the Memorare. Listen to this, share it with others. It's about 15 minutes long, somewhere in that range. Simple to listen. I took a quick listen to it. I think you're going to like it. It's going to enrich your prayer life. This is a special little weapon. You know, Mother Teresa, like I say, called it her spiritual rapid fire weapon. Why not make it part of your prayer life as well? In fact, let me bring into the discussion our own chief executive officer here, Father Rocky. It's good to have him back. Father, always a delight. Thank you for your spiritual leadership first and foremost.
Drew, it's great to be with you, and it's a joy to be able to speak to our audience about devotion to Our Lady, especially during the month of Mary, which is the month of May, and we're already on the third day of May. And you know, we had in our building in Chicago, in Lincolnshire, a large image of Our Lady of Guadalupe in one of the rooms, and we gather there sort of spontaneously every day at noon to pray the rosary. And I gathered there yesterday, said, "Wow, look at that! Somebody got a dozen red roses for the Blessed Mother for the month of May, which is a beautiful thing." But yes, the memorare. It is a very powerful prayer, and I did record a special audio file, 15-minute download, for free for anyone, I think, who pledges online during this pledge drive. I think that's what you get.
That's
you
right.
Pledge online, or if you're a member of the St. Joseph Recurring Giving Society, you got that. And it's very easy for me to record something for 15 minutes. I tell stories about it. But it's a powerful prayer. And, you know, I knew it as a kid. We would pray it whenever we went on family vacation. My dad would pray the memorare, and he'd say, "Our Lady of the Highways." We'd say, "Pray for us." And then when I joined Opus Dei, when I was 17 years old, I realized that we had this custom Opus Dei to pray memorare every day for the member of Opus Dei who needed it the most. And then in 1996 or 97, when Mother Teresa died. I was living in Pittsburgh at the time as a priest. The Bishop of Pittsburgh, who at that time was Bishop Worrell, he got a copy of a book for every priest serving the diocese called Mother Teresa in My Own Words. I don't know if it's still in publication. It was published by Liguori Press. And it's got various chapters. In the chapter in Our Lady, I read it, and you know, there's that story. She needed, she wanted to start her hospital for the sick and the dying. In Calcutta, she didn't have any money. She decided to pray 85,000 memorares. She realized she couldn't do it herself. She asked other people to pray the memorare, even people who weren't Catholic, even you know the sick and the dying. And by the time they finished that, they had a building. And I thought, well, that's all you have to do. Pray a gazillion memorares and things happen. And so from there, you know, I told the people in Pittsburgh who were starting Aquinas Academy at the time, hey, let's pray a million memorares for our school. And now, you know, 20 years later, 24 years later, it's like the best Catholic school in Pennsylvania. It's got standing room only. It has a waiting list. They own their buildings. They got sports fields. And they've had lots of good vocations come from that school. And then when I came out to Chicago in 98, we needed a chapel at Northridge Prep, where I was the chaplain. I said, let's pray 100,000 memorares. Got that going. And by the time we were halfway there, we had a beautiful new chapel. And then when I started Relevant Radio, and we needed to, you know, bring some money, and I said, why don't we just pray the memorare on air every hour during the pledge drive and see what happens? Well, you know what's happened, right, Drew? Tell the audience what's happened.
Amen. You, like we were talking about today, it's filled every headline, every news broadcast. It looks like the Supreme Court now is very likely. It's not definitive yet. It has not been published, but based on the count, you know, looks like Roe will fall. And the battle's not over, Father, so I'm sure you'll probably start another novena when we get to the state level, but this is a major victory for life.
Well, it could be. You know, so that's the big news today. So we started praying the memorare on air for our own needs, and then I said, well, we should pray memorares for an end to abortion. It's a very powerful prayer. When we started this about 10 years ago, we weren't doing it on air. We just asked people to pray the memorare and then send us the number they had prayed, and we put it on a memorare meter. And I was thinking originally if we could pray 60 million memorares in reparation for the 60 million abortions, that should just about do it. But in fact, it looks like we need to pray 10 memorares or so for every abortion that's happened in reparation. Reparation means to repair damage done. And so when we did our merger with Immaculate Heart Mary Radio 5 years ago, I said, well, now that we're reaching, I don't know, 160 million people, we're much larger, let's see what this thing can do. Let's see what this network can do. Let's pray every hour. And we've had 50 or 60 bishops and cardinals pray the memorare in air. We've had show hosts. We've had children. And we, you know, we watch the size of our audience pretty closely, you know, from Arbitron and Nielsen ratings. And, you know, our best estimate is, you know, we're closing in on 500 million memorares prayed. It's based on the assumption that if you're listening to the radio and we're praying the memorare, you're going to pray it with us, right? And speaking of which, have you done a memorare yet this hour?
Why don't you lead us and I'll join you.
All right. We'll do that for a successful pledge drive. And I'll invite all of our listeners, wherever they are right now, for whatever your intention might be, put it in the hands of God through the powerful intercession of His Mother. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly to thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come. Before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. Our Lady of Life, pray for us. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us and pray for Ukraine. And Our Lady of Good, H-E-A-L-T-H, Health, pray for us and for an end to COVID in our communities and for all those who are sick. So that's what we did. Yeah. Real simple. You pray the Memorare. It's a 20-second prayer. And so I wrote a book about it 10 years ago. And the title is For Immediate Assistance, Pray the Memorare. And time has gone by and, you know, things have changed. And so we're re-releasing this book after Pledge Drive. It's a second edition. It's just it's going to be called The Memorare Moment. That's what it's about. And this is the Memorare Moment, folks. From now until the end of legal abortion in this country, I want everybody to pray the Memorare, because I wrote another book a couple years ago, which I call Mary at the Crossroads of History, because I was just amazed at all these events in the last 2,000 years, especially in Western history, of the coincidence of the Blessed Mother and apparitions and such, and changes in human events, whether it's the discovery of the New World on a feast day of Our Lady, on a ship named after Our Lady, whether it was the victory of the Christians over the Turkish fleet at Lepanto in 1571, you name it, there have been these amazing occurrences. I said, well, we need Our Lady to intervene in history. And as Christians, we always live in hope because we know with God's grace, everything can change for the better in an instant. I thought it was just a question of time and grace. I didn't know how much time it would be. I didn't know how much prayer it would be. It's a lot of prayer. But as you say, this leaked opinion, it's a leak. We don't have the decision, but just found out a few minutes ago that the Chief Justice, John Roberts, confirmed that that is the opinion. That is an authentic document. It's been leaked. Yeah. And that's a terrible thing because it's unethical. But it's not a surprise either, because we saw what the Supreme Court did last year in Texas with the heartbeat law and how they took on this case. And we know the mind of the justices pretty well on these issues. And the other thing that's not a surprise to me, the legalization of abortion in our country in 1973 is not based on God's law. It's not based on natural law. It's not based on moral law. So it just can't last forever. So I want to thank our audience for joining us on a daily basis, praying the rosary and the Memorare for this intention.
Hey, Father, stay with me just for a minute. I'm going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, I want to get everybody plugged into something that I think could be a real blessing to them, something that I know you're willing to do. And I want to thank you for that, because it's a great sacrifice on your behalf. But Father Rocky and I will get you plugged into something we would like to offer you when we return, okay? I'll get you plugged into that. But right now, if you could help, we only have about 15 minutes left before we pray the chaplet, and we could really use your help right now. If you value Relevant Radio, if you know what we're doing is making a difference, if you value life and you're glad to hear this type of conversation and you want a platform for truth and honest dialogue, then call right now, 877-291-0123. We're having a little bit of a slow day, so we could really use your support right now. Be charitable, be merciful, maybe make that pledge for one of those 63 million aborted children who had no voice, all right? Make it in reparation for the sins committed against God, maybe your own. You know, make it out of love, all right? Make it for that woman right now who's contemplating taking the life of her child. Make it a prayer. Ask God to take your gift of alms and to use it in a powerful way. All right, 877-291-0123. You'll be blessed for it, I am sure. Or online. Go to relevantradio.com or use the mobile app. And I want to suggest that because we'll send you Father Rocky's MP3 on the Memorare. You'll be glad you had that beautiful, beautiful package, and I'll open that all up for you. I'll be right back.
Your daily dose of faith, hope, and charity. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
We have Jackie in Woodridge, New Jersey.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Father Rocky. I called in August. My 2-year-old grandson was diagnosed with autism, and I asked for prayers, and you said, no, you asked for a miracle. Well, I did. He had his evaluation on Tuesday. They are so happy with his progress. instead of one-on-one. They're even suggesting he be mainstreamed. And I just want to thank you and all the prayers across America. I feel like I touched the robe of Jesus and my miracle is happening.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
All right, and let's make some more miracle moments. Give us a call, 877-291-0123. Yeah, you help make those miracle moments possible with your gift to Relevant Radio. Give on the app, give at relevantradio.com, and give hope. We have a dollar-for-dollar match this hour. Whatever you have to give to Relevant Radio to support our mission, that will be doubled. Whether it's $5 or $50 or $500 or $5,000, doesn't matter. All gifts will be doubled. So get a hold of us at relevantradio.com, on the app, or at 877-291-0123. Nancy, thank you so much for your $500 gift from Lake Barrington, Illinois. That becomes $1,000. Mary in Wanakee, Wisconsin. I wonder if she's one of the wild women of Wanakee that used to volunteer for us. $50 gift, Mary, becoming $50 gift becoming $100. Yeah, watch the math there, Neil. Let's see, Teresa, St. Paul, Minnesota, a $50 gift becoming $100. Thank you so much. Helen, Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania, a $31 gift becoming $62. You can do the math as well. Get a hold of us right now. We do, as Drew was saying a moment ago, it is a little bit slow right now. Divine Mercy Prayer Warriors, we know you're tuning in right now. We could really use a gift from you. RelevantRadio.com, the app, or 877-291-0123.
Yeah, come on, Divine Mercy family. We need you now. Relevant Radio does such a beautiful job, not just to teaching the faith, not just in catechesis, right? Not just in giving you a moral view of the news and issues of the day, but I think one of the great blessings is the prayer that we're able to offer. In just a few minutes, we'll pray the chapel to the Divine Mercy together. We do that every day. You can join Father Rocky for the Family Rosary across America every evening at 7 p.m. You can, if you're at home or in your car and you want to spend time listening to the readings or participating in Mass, you can do that. It's such a mixed bag in what we offer here. It's so unique, but we're listener supported, and we are only here because of God's providence and your generosity. And if you could, in any dollar amount, we've got a dollar-for-dollar match today, and if you could give right now, it would be wonderful. We really need to move the needle. I could use maybe 50 people to say, Drew, I'm with you today. Could you do that at 877-291-0123, or do it online at relevantradio.com or on the mobile app. Okay, Neil?
Love that we get the family together to pray several times a day here on Relevant Radio. Chapel of the Divine Mercy, only 10 minutes away. And of course, 7 o'clock Central Time, the Family Rosary Across America with Father Rocky and Margaret Kleinschmidt. And do join us for that tonight as we will continue to pray for a culture of life in America. Your gift will be doubled. Get a hold of us right now. RelevantRadio.com, the app, or 877-291-0123.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
One of the things we want to do for you as well is pray for you. So when you call, leave us your prayer intentions, okay? Father Rocky last week and I, we were talking with some of our colleagues here, and you know, we mentioned that the Walk to Mary is coming up this Saturday, and that's a beautiful walk from the National Shrine of St. Joseph to the only church-approved apparition in our country. That's Our Lady of Good Help. And Father Rocky has very graciously said, look, anyone who calls in this week, who leaves a prayer intention, not only do those prayer intentions go before the Blessed Sacrament, not only are they prayed for by name, not only are they remembered in our rosaries and our chaplets, but Father Rocky will take them with him on pilgrimage from these two beautiful and I just think grace-filled shrines. And Father, thank you, one, for carrying those. And then two, maybe you could share a little bit about some of the answered prayers. I was sharing the other day how, you know, I think of three or four children that that parents have today because that was their intention. They struggled with fertility, and by God's grace, they're now parents.
Sure. I do know at least three cases. I can't tell you the names. I just saw three different cases people called in. And they had had a hard time conceiving, and I'd given the advice, do the Walk to Mary, the 21-mile version. This time next year, you'll have a baby. I know of three of those cases. I know a number of people who, like, they could never get a house, and after doing the Walk to Mary and the pilgrimage, they have a house. So we expect several thousand people to come out on the first Saturday of May. Go to walktomary.com to find out all about it. And come there to honor Our Lady and to pray for any intentions you have, maybe for your spouse, maybe for your children, maybe for your parents, maybe for health, maybe for your job. My intention will be, well, I got lots of intentions. You know, as a priest, the list grows every day. Just it keeps growing, right? Yeah. And so I said with you last week, I said, you know, when I do the Walk to Mary next week, I'm going to take in my backpack the prayer intentions that people gave us during Pledge Drive, because when they call in or pledge online, we ask them for the prayer request, and we can print that out, and you know, I can take that in my backpack. So I said, I'll take it to the shrine, or I will die trying. Wow. I don't expect to die, but, you know, it's a 21-mile walk, yep, and happy to do that. But, you know, the point here is God answers prayers, and you can never pray too much. The more you pray, the better things go. And that's really, I think, what we're seeing happening right now in our own lifetime. I've told people, very good people, very pro-life people, that I think we will live to see an end to legal abortion in our country. And many of these people said, no, it'll never happen. No, it'll never happen. And I said, folks, prayer is more powerful than politics. Politics has its place. So does education. So does demonstration. But really moves things is prayer. So people might think I'm a nut, and they might be right. I might be a nut, right? But when the Supreme Court last year on May 17th said we're going to take the Dobbs case, and I read a little bit about it, I said, "Oh, this could be really a big deal." And I said, "We need to start praying like crazy. We're starting a novena tomorrow. We're going to go all the way until the last week of June 2023, because that's usually when these things are announced." And I counted up the days. It's 405 days from May 18th, which is the birthday of St. John Paul II, until June 26, 2023, which is the Feast of St. Jose Maria. And both of them had a big influence on my life. They were really courageous in preaching the truth and defending life. And 405 days. I mean, it sounds like a ridiculous number. Like, you know, Father, that's weird. A novena is 9. I said, I know that. Before Relevant Radio, I never did novenas. They were little old Italian or Irish ladies from Philadelphia, right? Like in your parish, right, Drew? Yeah, doing novenas in the back pew. But then I started doing them because we needed miracles. And I learned about the 54-day Rosary Novena. And then I made this one up, a 405-day Rosary Novena. But guess what? 405 is divided by 9, 45 times. So that number keeps coming up. So, you know, we ask and God hears, and right in the middle of that 405-day in Rosary Novena, where you pivot from asking to thanking, that was when the Supreme Court was hearing this this case back in December. So, yeah, I've always known that this law can't last forever because it's not based on God's law and natural law. Good laws, they last. Most people follow good laws. 98% or 99% of people follow good laws, like the speed limits or taxes or pollution. Yep. But bad laws, you know, sooner or later they're going to cave. And I want to encourage everyone to join us for the Family Rosary Across America every night at 7 p.m., especially the youngsters, because their prayers are very, very powerful.
Well, Father, thank you for being here. We'll be joining you later tonight. We're going to pray the chaplet now. We could use your support, especially right now. 877-291-0123. Make that call. We'll be right back.
And Neil Robbins back joining Drew Mariani for, well, boy, it's Pledge Drive. It's the week is already cruising by, and we need your help to get this Pledge Drive in the high gear. Things are kind of slow right now, so we really need your support at relevantradio.com on the app, or if calling is your only way to give, 877-291-0123. We have matching funds. Every donation that comes in will be doubled, at least for the next 5 minutes or so. I want to thank Anthony in Mokina, Illinois, with a $50 gift becoming $100. Sheila, South Boston, Mass., with a $20 gift becoming $40. And Iman in El Cajon, California, $150 gift becoming $300. Gifts big, small, we need them all right now. And as a matter of fact, we're $8,000 away from our next mini goal of $700,000. I know there's somebody out there who has $8,000. Maybe it was a big tax return or something. If you have the ability to give $8,000 right now, a gift of $8,000, we'll hit that $700,000 mark and be on our way to, marching toward $3 million by the end of the week. So give us a call right now, 877-291-0123. Drew, online at relevantradio.com or on the app.
You got it. Hey, look, I really hope you'll take advantage of Father Rocky's offer to carry your petitions to the Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help. Anyone who calls in right now who makes a pledge, not only do you help us, because we're listener-supported Catholic Talk Radio, we need you. We're on the air here for you. We want to be here for you for months and years to come. And it requires sacrifice and generosity from people like you, people who say, look, I'm going to make this sacrifice and give back to God for what I've received. But then leave us those intentions. Pray for that wayward child. Pray for that drug-addicted friend or child. Pray for that spouse, that troubled relationship. Pray for that new job you're looking for, the sale of that home, the finances, the health. Put those intentions down, and we will pray for them. Not only will they be prayed with rosaries and chaplets and adoration and mass, but they will go to the very place of St. Joseph, the only national shrine dedicated to him here, the official shrine. And then after 21 miles of walk, they'll be left at the altar there at the Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help. And it's a powerful thing. Take advantage of it. Do it now. You have a dollar-for-dollar match. We don't have them every day. You have it now. So please get in before the chaplain. Make that act of mercy and call 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. And just one final note on the shrine. If I have time, maybe I'll share with you. After the apparitions took place, people would take this journey. They would walk miles to bring the sick there. People with head trauma, with broken backs, with no eyes, all receive these incredible miracles. Miracles abound at this place. God has anointed it. So please, leave us those intentions. We want to pray for you. 877-291-0123 or Neil online at relevantradio.com.
Drew, we were asking for an $8,000 gift a couple of minutes ago. Anonymous in St. Charles, Illinois, couldn't quite do the full eight, but he did five, or she did five. So, that becomes $10,000 right now. Great. And keep the gifts coming in. Philip in Brookfield, Wisconsin, a $600 gift. Steve, Ottawa, Illinois, with a $120 gift. Patricia in Cranston, Rhode Island, $15, becoming $30. Yes, we have a dollar-for-dollar match. Divine Mercy Prayer Warriors, we still have a little bit of time before the chaplet begins, and we really could use your help. We are moving kind of slow right now, so we do need your help at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Relevant Radio is it's a voice of truth and of reason and and sanity. It's sanity these days. We believe in traditional marriage and life and freedom of speech. We believe in two genders. My gosh, that's controversial today, right?
What's the matter with
goodness.
You?
Yes. Exactly. 877-291-0123. Give online at relevantradio.com or Drew on the Relevant Radio app.
Yeah, only a minute or two left before we pray. Could I have 33 people? You want to be one of 33 people in these next 30 seconds just to make that pledge? Do it in honor of every year of our Lord and help us get over the line. We need a really big push this hour. We're a little bit behind where we should be. Counting on you. I'm grateful for you, but let's do this. Let's put it in the hands of the Lord, too. We'll pray. God will give us what we need. 877-291-0123. Please, if you can, call now.